Thank you. All right. By the way, my heartfelt congratulations to Dee on her 25th wedding anniversary. Praise God. I thank God for it is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I join her to thank God as I thank God also myself. If we allow God, God will save us. It's my prayer that all of us will have God doing what He does in our lives, in Jesus' name. And I'm also encouraged by our pursuit of God. There was a day I left the office at about 2 a.m. I got home 2 a.m. And by 7 o'clock, I was already back at work. You know. Now, I did that to earn the pleasure of a man so that my boss would say I'm trying. You know, Bible says they do it to inherit a corruptible crown, but we do it for a crown that is incorruptible. It is my prayer that God will see, will take notice of our pursuit, and by that motivate all other things to follow us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. I bring you a word from the Lord this morning. Atmosphere. Though we don't see anything in the atmosphere that surrounds us, it's invisible, it's odorless, it's colorless, yet we are drastically impacted by the atmosphere that surrounds us. The earth atmosphere is described as a mixture or combination of gases contained by the earth's gravity. So within the sphere of the earth, there is an enclosure by the earth of certain elements, and these elements protect and preserve the earth terrain. If this atmosphere does not exist, we will be in serious jeopardy. Atmosphere is also described as the controlling influence, say controlling influence, in an enclosure or environment. In essence, it is a realm of influence. Atmosphere is a realm of influence. Some people call it mood. So when somebody has a bad mood, say it's not in a good mood, that means the atmosphere around him is not good. My dear family of God, we are talking about spirit-controlled lifestyle. So, that spirit-controlled is actually an atmosphere created by the Spirit where we dwell. Let's quickly take a good look at our earth atmosphere, so that we can gain insight to the atmosphere you create for yourself. My dear family, let's be awake. We put ourselves under atmospheric influence of the spirit that governs us. Please let my son, let me see Romans chapter 8, verse 6 to 8 in NIV. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. Now, see what it said here. It said, the mind governed or controlled by the flesh is death. Praise God. Did you see this? Lighthouse, please. You need to be so educated and smart spiritually. Many of us, the environment we create kills. Some people say, this house will be hot today. Yes, because you bring in a bad atmosphere. Don't ever use that again. You must create an atmosphere that make life possible. That make life what? Don't go out. Mommy is having a moment. You know what I'm saying? Mommy is, you know, daddy is having his moment. I used to work with a boss. You don't go and sign check with him when he's not in a good mood. He said, come on, get out of here. He said, whoever comes out of his office, you ask him, what's the mood there? We won't fail. It's not helpful to him. Because he creates an atmosphere of death around himself. The agitation and distress drains life. Now, see what the Bible says here. It said, the mind governed by the flesh is death. You see, if you create an atmosphere that is controlled by carnal nature, everything is manipulated and transmitted by your senses. Bible says it will not be conducive for your spirit to be alive. Alright? Now he said, but the mind that is governed, controlled by the Spirit of God will experience life and peace. Now go to verse 7. See what it says here. Talking about REM. Is this NIV? Now, there is a place in NIV. Let me read it from here. It said, in the REM of the Spirit. I don't know why. Are there many versions of these NIVs? They've updated it. Oh. Okay. Thank you, Surat. I think maybe we have the old version. But let me read it from my NIV from my iPad. It said, those in the realm of the spirit will experience life and peace. Or go to verse 8. Let's see verse 8. Oh, okay, that's it. That's what we are looking for. Okay. Did you see that now? Okay. It says, thank you, my son. It said, those who are in the atmosphere of the flesh cannot please God. Verse 9. You, however, as a spirit controlled man, are not in the realm or atmosphere of the flesh, but you are in an environment managed and controlled, or in an atmosphere of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. So you see, the Spirit that lives in us, praise God, creates our what? Environment. So if somebody say, I don't like going home after I close, it's because of the environment created at home. Now, if that environment changes, why? Because the spirit in that environment changes, you feel like coming home. The same thing in church. the atmosphere or the controlling spirit in an environment is will direct, okay, will command the nature of life in that environment. So if you enter an environment, you should be able to sense the atmosphere, or put it this way, what's the controlling spirit here? So get me, you know? Because the moment you're able to interpret the atmosphere, it will tell you whether you can release your spirit here or not release your spirit here. Praise God. Let's look at our art environment. Number two, you should be able to, by the help of God, recondition the atmosphere. Praise God. Whoever has a more strong or a stronger controlling spirit will be able to redirect. Shaga, praise the Lord. Praise God. In our art environment, there are five layers. So also, in the environment we have, we create an environment. There are certain environment, the death content is not very bad. You know, maybe there is conflict, but it's not bad yet. People are not, no, I'm angry with you now, just leave me alone. Okay. Then when it goes to another level, no, I can't stay in this house with this person. The person moves out. That's another layer. Then it comes to one level. This person, we can't even bear the same name again. When it becomes so deadly, they hire people to terminate people. Look at this. Look at our topography. So what the important lesson here is to make sure you condition your environment. Like you call air conditioner. Do you know what air conditioner does? You force that environment or that atmosphere to change. You conditioned it. This is how I want it. So if it's not that way you want it, you say, bring it low, bring it up. I remember when we used to be in Sheraton, we almost made the air conditioner mad. Because somebody in the auditorium will go and tell them it's too cold, they will jack it up. Then as soon as that's even coming, somebody go back, it's too hot. So after one time they said, no, we can't be dealing with everybody. Can you appoint somebody who will be coming to us? You remember? Then we have to, and then I said, okay, no, don't listen to anybody again, just listen to Tayo. Praise God. You know, because everybody wants a different environment. Lighters, don't forget what I'm sharing with you, okay? It's very important. Listen to this. Look at this. In the art atmosphere, there's the basic, the initial one, the one that we are under right now, that is the most density, that is lowest to us. It's called the troposphere. It measures between 8 to 15 kilometers into the sky. That's where our weather occurs. That's where the evaporation and the crystallization of rain happens. Then we have the stratosphere. That's where the aircraft travel. You know, they try to burst above the troposphere because it's more stable there, and the horizontal wind is more powerful. Do you notice sometimes when you are traveling, it's longer, and when you are coming back, it's shorter? Yeah, it's the effect of the wind, the resistance. You know, because if the horizontal wind there is more forceful, you know, so if it's piercing through the wind, you know, it has more resistance as against it being headed by the wind. It is at that layer also we have the ozone layer, you know, which God put there to filter very dangerous rays from the sun. Lighthouse, what you don't know is that when you create an environment, when you create an atmosphere, is a protect, you know, it does a lot of filtering. Praise God. It does a lot of what? Yeah. Like if there is, Bible says if husband and wife fight, their prayer will not be answered. Did you catch that? Yeah. You see, that environment will be also, it will not let your prayers be answered. You see, you can't say God will hear my prayer and not answer my husband. Because when you come out, you say, where is your husband? You say, me right here, I don't have time for him. No, it's, but he said they are no longer twain, but they are what? One. Praise the Lord. Let's go on quickly. Number three, we have the mesosphere. Mesosphere. This is the, this is above the stratosphere where the plane travels. It's actually the coldest region. This region protects the earth from meteors, they call it. Meteors are, you know, some call it shooting stars, like falling debris from outside the, like maybe from the moon or from the planets, you know. So when debris, maybe, and too many activity in the space, you know, so when debris fall and they are coming to the earth, praise God, rather than they, you know, badly damaging the earth, the mesosphere, the gradients of heat between where they are coming from and the earth creates an effect in them that it burns off. Praise God. So sometimes, yeah, so sometimes, so is that is the burning effect that makes, oh, we saw a shooting star, and then you see it just fizzle out, just because the earth kind of interrupts the life in that activity. Praise the Lord. So the debris does not fall on us. And of course, you have the thermosphere. The thermosphere is broken down into two spheres. The ionosphere, responsible for radio communication. And the exosphere, that's where we have our the satellites. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Now, if you look at all the telephone calls we make, you know, so it has a major interference or dependence on the structure of our atmosphere. Praise the Lord. So you see how dependent we are on our atmosphere. Now the Bible says here, if you live in the flesh environment, you will die. You see, that environment, that atmosphere has a death environment. Praise God. Genesis chapter 3. Let's see verse 6. Genesis chapter 3 verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also her husband with her, and he did it. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. So the atmosphere around them changed. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves apron. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden and in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, who told you that you were naked? Have you eaten the tree whereof I command thee that thou shalt not eat? And the man now under a new atmosphere began to condemn God for the woman. Did you see that? And he said, the woman you put here with me, praise God. That's another environment. The atmosphere changed. But when God put that woman with him, he said, oh yeah, this is my, he took credit for it. He said, this is my bone. Did you see that? He didn't even mention God there. He said, this is my bone. This is my flesh. He took what? Credit for it. He associated with it. But now, he did what? Dissociated from it. Why? Because of the carnal control, carnal atmosphere. Praise the Lord. He said, the woman you put here, he didn't see himself at fault that he ate it. He saw God at fault and the woman who gave him. But the truth is that you ate it. If the woman gave you and you don't want it, you won't change. Check it, mister. That's the truth. You see, that's the fault of a carnal nature. It creates an environment that seek to protect itself but condemns himself. Let's quickly go to another environment. Praise the Lord. Look at the story of Stephen. In Genesis, in Acts chapter 6. The controlling spirit puts us under an atmosphere. Now that atmosphere could be death or could be life. The very important notice here is that we have a choice. Look at Genesis chapter 6, Acts chapter 6 verse 15. This man created an environment that, even though he was being accused, his face was still shining like an angel. Praise the Lord. All who were sitting in the chandrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw his face was like the face of an angel. What created that? The spirit inside him. Praise the Lord. Let's go to chapter 7. You see, that spiritual environment can filter pain. Just like the ozone layer filter very dangerous radioactive rays. See what he said in verse 54. He says, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they garnished on him with their teeth. But he, being what? Full of the Holy Spirit, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand, and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran up with him with one accord, and they cast stones cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witnesses laid their clothes at the young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, but he was calling upon God and saying, Lord, receive my spirit. Verse 60. Look at what he did. He took responsibility for what he did and pled for mercy. He said, then he fell on his face and cried, Lord. He didn't say, it's you that put me in this trouble. Yeah. If I knew, you know what I'm saying? Unlike Adam. Praise the Lord. He said, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. Why? Because of an environment that is peaceful, that is life. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14. Oh, I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians 2:14. The scripture says there, it said, but thanks be to God, who always leads us as captives in Christ's triumphant procession and uses us to spread aroma, to communicate this new atmosphere. If you enter a house, there's an atmosphere there. Did you see that? There's an atmosphere. All of us wants to create an atmosphere within the house. Now he said, and uses us to spread the aroma of the knowledge of God, of Him, where? In everywhere. Amen. He, being full of the Holy Spirit, cried. But Adam, he being filled with another spirit, put God to blame. Said, the woman you put here with me. Praise God. Let's stand up on our feet. Atmosphere that we create. Praise the Lord. If things are not going right at home, don't run away. Go back home and change the atmosphere. Have you left? No. Go back home and change the atmosphere. You need it. If things are not going back regular at work, don't run away. Don't resign. Stay there. Change the atmosphere. Are you here? Since you came, things were not like this before. And you were, but after you came, praise God. Lord, prepare me a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried but true, tried but true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Saul the king had a very unusual atmosphere around him. The Bible says an evil spirit will come upon him and he will become very restless. But they'll bring a man called David to change the atmosphere. I want us to receive grace for a new atmosphere in our lives. And he said, and it comes to pass when David begins to activate a new atmosphere, praise God. Let's receive grace today. Going back to work tomorrow, determined to change the atmosphere there. If people are cursing, bless. Things are not working. No, things are working. Don't worry. Let's just sit at it. Things we'll figure this out. Thank you, precious Father. Oh, if somebody don't compete with people on the highway, and I won't give you space. I'll give you space. You are creating an unhealthy death environment. But if you perceive somebody is rushing with you and you slow down, you just change the atmosphere. Even the man will just say, ah. Receive grace this morning. He said, well, he being full of the Holy Ghost, cry, Lord, don't take this thing against them. That boy they were putting their clothes by their feet, by his feet, was Saul, who became Paul today. Let's receive grace today. Use me, oh God, as an air conditioner. In the church, there is a standard of atmosphere we must maintain in God's house that makes it conducive for his spirit to be here. We must not toy with it. Thank you, precious Father. Recently, I got a call. Husband and wife were having a very bad atmosphere around them, and things were really bad. And by the help of the Holy Ghost, God help me, I put a call through to them. I was not there by the help of the Holy Ghost, but through the words that were spoken, the atmosphere changed. Praise God. My dear family, we determine what atmosphere that is around us by the Spirit that is released in the atmosphere. Father, Lord, we just want to bless you this morning. Thank you for your work that has been on our lives. Father, we cease every wrong atmosphere. The Bible says, holding captive every thought, every influence that exalts itself against the knowledge of Jesus Christ, and bringing them to the obedience as captives at the feet of Jesus. Father, let a pure and holy influence ever be around us as a people, in the name of Jesus. Whatever is threatening the life in us, let the life in us, by your Spirit, terminate such unholy atmosphere that we may live free. As your children go from here, O Lord, let your atmosphere of your Spirit surround us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Praise the Lord. Now tell me, does my face look like an angel? Praise God. Because, I mean, if that man's face look like a...